club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but donkey of the day is a new one.
Well, okay, let me blow my nose. Okay. Listen, donkey of the day for Wednesday, March 24th, goes to self-love ambassador, entrepreneur, social media relationship expert, Arthur. He's wrote books like Heal Together Without Hurting Each Other. He wrote another book called Single Mothers Are for Grown Men Only. And he even wrote a book called A Cheating Man's Heart, a fiction novel. I put fiction novel in air quotes because based on all these new developments, it's safe to say Derrick Jackson's book, A Cheating Man's Heart, was probably based on a true story. Now, Derrick has built a following, basically calling men out on their behavior, okay, holding men accountable. I'm not mad at that. He's done it to me. He's done it to Little Duval. He's done it to Gilly the King. He's done it to Isaac Hayes III. This is his thing, okay, holding men accountable. And I'm fine with that. I had him on my podcast, Brilliant Idiots, a few years ago. And on that podcast, we promised to hold each other accountable. Well, Derrick Jackson, it's your turn to be held accountable. Okay, let's just get right to it. Derrick Jackson is full of shit. Okay?
The what?
I can't curse, and you know that. So you say, oh, what? He's full of that. Okay? He's a liar. A textbook narcissist and manipulator who gets what he wants at the expense of other people's well-being. This is a guy who will get online and say this about men who have cheated.
I have no sympathy for a man who finds it to be difficult to be faithful after being in a promiscuous lifestyle, and neither should you. Nobody told you to be promiscuous before the relationship, and nobody made you be monogamous with just her. You don't want her? Let another man have her. Simple. But the truth is, you've probably been cheating months before you actually put your dick in her. And more times, I would say 9 times out of 10, when a dude gets caught cheating, that wasn't his very, very first time cheating. That wasn't his only time cheating. That was his only time getting caught.
I agree with you, Derrick. Okay? And guess what? Derrick Jackson himself is a cheater. Oh, he just got exposed by a woman named Candace. I can't pronounce her last name, but Derrick Jackson, who is a married man, brought this woman to Atlanta to stay in his house. He shares with his wife and kids. The woman Candace, who Derrick was cheating with, actually took pictures of her laying in the bed he shared with his wife in their Atlanta home. Derrick Jackson, who spells his last name J-A-X-N. Why? I don't know. That bothers me. Jackson may be a slave name, but when it comes to black people, it's one of the greatest last names you can ever have. Why would you hack that? I mean, when you're talking Jacksons, you're talking Samuel L., Janet, Jesse, Bo, Randy, Mahalia, and of course, Michael. But actually, I'm glad you don't spell your last name Jackson because you don't deserve to be in that Jackson power ranking, okay? If you were, you would be at the bottom right under Andrew. You know Andrew Jackson, 7th president of the United States, slave master, ethnic cleanser, tyrant. If you actually spelled your last name Jackson correctly, you would be at the bottom of the list near him because of the level of evil that you display. Yes, my brother. See, what we're going to do here today is stop the shenanigans. Okay, see, my father always told me that when you lie, you're not lying to nobody but yourself. And I have watched you since this story broke just lie and attempt to continue to manipulate the public. I mean, that's what you do. You manipulate people. You get online and have these bad faith arguments, which is also textbook narcissism, meaning you don't care about or even try to understand the people that you speak about. You said it yourself. I don't have no sympathy for a man who cheats. Not only do you not care or attempt to understand the people you're talking about, to have any sympathy or empathy, all right? You are dedicated to deliberately misunderstanding and mischaracterizing others to make yourself look good. You like to paint other men as being dishonest and deceptive and morally corrupt. Why? Because you're a narcissist, and that's what narcissists do, project their BS onto other people. The reason you love to paint men as dishonest, deceptive, and morally corrupt is because that's what you are. See, Derrick, I waited to give you donkey because I wanted to see how you would react to all of this, and you reacted by doing what you've been doing all this time, and that's lying. See, I saw the first video you posted when you first addressed the allegations. You said that you and your wife were separated during that time and that you and Candace have had a sexual relationship without actually having sex. Listen.
I'm in screw it mode, eff it mode. I'm hitting up old chicks. I really don't care at this point. One of those people was a girl named Candace. Now, here's the thing. So me and Candace have had a sexual relationship without actually having sex.
Fallacies, nonsense, word salad, lies, denying, changing definitions. This is textbook narcissism, people. Lying about what happened, denial, delusion, trying to confuse us to make us doubt the reality of the situation. See, narcissists are often ill-equipped to have mature discussions or resolve conflicts, but in their mind, they are experts at it. Okay, he don't even really understand what he's saying, but in his mind, he's being rational, reasonable, and correct. But the reality is, this nigga just lying. That's why what he's saying don't make no sense, okay? We had a sexual relationship but didn't have sex. That's why it's just an incoherent rant with no logic, because it's a lie. Then hours later, Derrick Jackson came back online with his wife to admit that he did cheat and that he was unfaithful to his wife. Listen to this guy.
The truth is, and I'm saying it here now, is that Derrick Jackson was involved with other women outside the marriage. And by involved, I want to be clear, I'm not talking about just casually kicking it, maybe a lunch or something like that. I'm talking about as serious as sex.
First name, nigga, last name, please. Derrick, if nobody else has told you, what you did to your wife was wrong. All right, she had nothing to do with this. She wasn't with you when you was out here cheating with these women, so she shouldn't be with you when you're doing damage control. This story has nothing to do with her. Nothing. And what's sad is you are more concerned about saving your business than you are about saving your marriage. You are more concerned about what we think of you than you are about what your wife thinks of you. Okay? You care more about what we think. You're more concerned about what we think of you than you are about what your wife thinks of you. King, if you're going to use your wife as a human shield, like Nino Brown used that kid as a human shield in New Jack City, at least get her glammed up. Okay? You got her up there looking like she forgot it was a second part to the Busted Challenge. I was waiting for her to drop and come up fresh, but that never happened. And guess what? You don't care. You didn't care about the backlash she could receive. You be on social media all the time. You know how cruel people are. Not only does your wife have to heal from your infidelity now, she has to heal from the bullying that she is currently receiving online. But a narcissist like you don't give a damn, because your goal as a narcissist is to dominate and be perceived as right at all costs. Do you know the complex your wife is going to have now? It's impossible to not be impacted by what people say about you online. Ain't enough God and Jesus in the world. You can put on the whole armor of God and God will protect you, but you still going to feed into what people are saying. And you could have protected your queen from all that, because she had nothing to do with it. This is about you and your behavior. If she forgives you, great, but that don't mean drag her out and have her on your arm looking like a damn puppet off Crank Acres and you the chief manipulator controlling all her movements. But that's what narcissists do. They deflect, attack, project. That's why he had his wife there, to deflect. Then he started talking about John Gray because Shade Room asked him a question. You should have just ignored that, but you can't, because narcissists love to shift attention from what they are saying and doing. This brother Derrick Jackson went so far as to deflect and blame Jesus. Listen.
At that point, I had a beef with God. I gave my life to Christ and my whole life fell apart. My marriage fell apart. At this point, I'm not seeing my kids. And I really honestly just went to a place of effort.
It's the audacity for me. I've never heard a person say, I gave my life to God and now my life is effed up. That's not how that works. Derrick, God told me to tell you, stop lying, nigga. Okay, God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, they don't got nothing to do with your ways. In fact, they told me to remind you that this is nothing but the devil. That's who should be getting the blame here, the devil. And the devil's name is Derrick Jackson. You're the liar. You're the manipulator. You're the narcissist. Giving your life to Christ didn't F your life up. You F'd your life up because you live in a lie. And you had the nerve to blame God. You did the same thing to Jesus that you did to your wife. Bought Jesus into it for no reason. But the reason you do this is because you never truly have to take responsibility for their toxic behavior. That's what narcissists do things like this. The only reason he brought Jesus up is because he never truly wants to take responsibility for his bad behavior. Derrick, I decided to give you donkey today after what I heard you say last night, because it confirmed for me what I already knew. You are a textbook narcissist. Like, you need to be studied. See, gaslighters, narcissists love to speak in the third person. Why? Because it distances them from their actions. Listen to this dude yesterday sitting in the car. Listen.
I hope he understands that all the accountability in the world is not going to rebuild broken trust. Not on a personal level, and even with the public that he's addressing. Like, even his most loyal supporters at this point will probably have a raised eyebrow from this point forward whenever he wants to condemn another man for something like this, and rightfully so. So hopefully he understands that. Nonetheless, I know some people will see this type of video, even though he's come forward and he's been completely honest. Some people are just gonna close the book on D. I'm more so on the side of his wife. and just basically letting this be a new chapter of how I see him, because I do believe that his content over the years has helped a tremendous amount of people. Lord, you know, he tells the truth, he speaks facts, and quite honestly, I'm gonna be real with y'all, I've needed several new chapters in my own life.
When gaslighters, narcissists feel that not enough people are praising them, they praise themselves. Speaking in third person is a reassurance to the gaslighter narcissist that he is worthy of adoration. Derek, it's just simply time for you to shut the F up forever. Take a break. I know last year with COVID, money probably was tight because you weren't getting booked for speaking engagements to show up to lie to people. And I know you see your business crumbling before your eyes, but King, just go get help. You need to do some real soul searching. You need to do some real therapy, and you need to fix what's wrong with you. Don't get online today trying to project, deflect, and attack anyone else. Prove to us that you are not a narcissist by shutting the hell up. I challenge you to disable all your social media and go away for some months. Vanish. I know as a narcissist you believe that you can talk your way out of this situation, but no. Because see, if you don't stop now, I know where you're going to go from here. What's going to happen is instead of really taking responsibility for your actions, you're going to continue to deflect and start attacking other people. And that's when it's going to get bad for you. Because right now it's just Candace. Well, man, oh, man, there's so many women that are ready to talk about how you tried to holler at them. And if you don't stop while you're ahead, it's going to get worse. And I know it may feel like it can't get worse, but Derek, it absolutely can. Just go away for a while. I know you got an extremely fragile ego and shaky self-esteem. You're going to be online looking for the handful of people who's still stupid enough to support you. You're going to be reposting them and retweeting them to receive more false validation, looking for folks to side with you and tell them that you are right and good and blah, blah, blah. Well, you can prop your wife up. You can deflect and attack others, blame others, act like you're happily married now and continue to use this situation to promote that book of lies you have on your website with you and your wife on the cover. But since you, the narcissist, like to speak in third person, let's end this with Derek Jackson giving a piece of advice to Derek Jackson. Listen.
A public service announcement. Marriage doesn't make a man marriage material. See, through the media and sometimes firsthand experience, marriage has been marketed as what it could and really should be. A long-lasting, beautiful union, but it's not a magic trick that wipes away a dude's ain't shit ways forever. You can go get the prettiest ribbon you can find and put it on a turd. It's still gonna be a piece of shit. Marriage makes you married. Loyalty is what makes you committed.
I agree, Derek. You can put a ribbon on a piece of shit and it's still a piece of... Okay? And if you've proved anything to us this week, it's that you, sir, are a piece of... Can you change that? Sure. We all grow. But you have to make a commitment to yourself and not this idea of yourself that you have created online. Please let Remy Ma give Derek Jackson the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Well said. Well said. All right. Thank you for that donkey today.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.